thank you very much. I'm sorry we didn't have time for questions at that point, but if we have any time left at the end, maybe we can. Okay, our next speaker is Leslie Bramson. She is a doctor of public health and an international board certified lactation consultant. And she teaches lactation management at Loma Linda University School of Public Health and also has a private lactation consulting practice. And she volunteers nationally and internationally. Thank you, Leslie.
Good morning.
Good morning, all you early birds. It's a pleasure being with you this morning. With all the time changes, it's got to be difficult for some of you. This is a picture of a birth that I attended. It is the picture that speaks a thousand words, early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact. My presentation is entitled Factors Influencing Infant Feeding Method During the Maternity Hospital Stay, How Intention, Maternal Characteristics, and Early Skin-to-Skin Mother-Infant Contact Correlate. And I have an alphabet soup after my name. But the thing that we didn't mention earlier, that I'm also a certified health education specialist. I also have no relationships to disclose, except the one of my husband. This presentation is an excerpt from my doctoral dissertation. And these are the committee members on my dissertation, Drs. Lee, Montgomery, Moore, Niche, Bajri, and Carol Melcher. The purpose of my study was to investigate the association between maternal infant feeding method intention, and this is measured when the mother comes into her maternity stay before she delivers, and early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact during those first 3 hours following birth. Secondly, we wanted to investigate the association of early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact during those 3 hours following birth, and exclusive breastfeeding during the maternity hospital stay. A little background. A mother's intention to breastfeed is significantly correlated to her infant feeding behavior choice. And immediately after birth is the prime time for the mother and the infant to develop a synchronous reciprocal interaction. And Drs. Moore and Anderson found that babies who experienced early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact immediately after birth had enhanced breastfeeding success during the postpartum period, and that would relieve me of one of my jobs as a lactation consultant. Our design and method for the analysis was we had the cooperation of 19 hospitals in two counties in Southern California. San Bernardino County was one of the counties involved, and it is the largest county in the United States, continental United States. We had 21,842 mother-infant dyads included in the study, and if they delivered a 37 to 40 week gestation baby, and the mother and the infant were not separated for more than 1 hour during the hospital stay, they were included. We had a standardized measuring tool throughout the 19 hospitals. This was developed by Perinatal Services Network of Loma Linda University, funded through First Five of San Bernardino and First Five Riverside. The smoking tax money that was collected on each pack of cigarettes, are you familiar? In California, we've spent millions of dollars instituting measures of this nature. PSN developed a one-page data collection measurement tool, and the same tool had a data dictionary. Each participant in each hospital was familiar and trained through Perinatal Services Network so that the answers would be standardized. We employed univariate and multivariable ordinal logistic regression to assess two major areas, the association between maternal infant feeding intention and early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact, and to determine the association between early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact and exclusive breastfeeding during the maternity hospital stay. The definition of early skin-to-skin used in this intervention was that the infant is naked on the mother's naked chest. There is no bedding or clothing between the mother and the infant. This is to be unhurried and uninterrupted, with no painful procedures occurring to either the mother or the infant. And all 19 of the hospitals in both counties agreed to adhere to this definition. The independent maternal variables that we collected data on were the mother's age, education, ethnicity, primary language, smoking status, her infant feeding method intention prior to birth, and the hospital of birth. The intrapartum variables were maternal analgesia, anesthesia, the type of delivery, vaginal or cesarean, and the amount of time the mother and the infant spent in early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact during those first 3 hours. The dependent variable that we identified was the type of feeding that the infant received during that maternity hospitalization. We decided to code it either exclusive breastfeeding or other. I wanted to give you graphs. They're very descriptive. Mothers who stated at onset of their maternity hospitalization prior to birth that they intended to exclusively breastfeed were over twice as likely to experience early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact. This analysis answers our second question, which is, what is the association between early skin-to-skin and exclusive breastfeeding? I have three slides, and you're going to wonder why I did that, and I will be able to answer those at a later time. But this is an analysis showing the odds ratio for exclusive breastfeeding when we adjusted for maternal infant feeding intention and the mode of delivery, which were, during our analysis, the only two significant variables that we found. And as a mother and infant experience longer period of early skin-to-skin contact, their odds ratio for exclusive breastfeeding increases. This analysis shows the odds ratio for exclusive breastfeeding, which included all of our independent variables. And again, you see that as a mother and infant experience more than 1 hour of early skin-to-skin during those first 3 hours, they are more likely to exclusively breastfeed. This analysis has no adjusting. And again, we see that for more than 1 to 15 minutes, they're only 1.5 times likely to exclusively breastfeed. When you go all the way up to more than 1 hour of early mother-infant skin-to-skin contact, it's almost 3 times more likely that they will exclusively breastfeed. In conclusion, a mother's intention to exclusively breastfeed is significantly correlated to her feeding method choice of her infant. Mothers who intend to exclusively breastfeed are more likely to experience early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact. And mothers who experience early skin-to-skin mother-infant contact are more likely to exclusively breastfeed. I thank you very much. I do have time for questions. While they're fresh on your mind, do you have any questions? The lady in the brown?
Yes, maybe I missed something, but if a woman intended to breastfeed, she was more likely to experience skin to skin?
Yes, she was.
Since all the hospitals had said they were going to do skin to skin, what do you think counts for her intention mediating hospital practice?
That's a very, very insightful question. It deserves another dissertation, a qualitative dissertation on this part. You can intend to experience or have early skin-to-skin and exclusively breastfeed. We are finding that there was a variation between the implementation. You know, there's always a difference between theory and practice. Yes, or some hospitals were more stringent in their institution of early skin to skin. Pardon?
Was intention associated with the hospital?
No. Yes, correct. Yes. Did I not answer that question? Yes. Sir? Yes.
And one recommendation has been, well, why don't you do the while the baby is skin to skin?
Correct.
But your definition of skin to skin is kind of sounds like don't have any interruptions, no pain to the baby. So would you recommend that you try and get those things out of the way as quickly as possible?
No.
Skin to skin, or just go ahead and do the while skin to skin?
The baby goes on the mother's chest. Baby is dried on the mother's chest. Vitals are taken on the mother's chest. And eye drops, for instance, vitamin K, are held off.
Until 3 hours?
Usually two. It depends on when the clock starts at the different hospitals. Yes? No, and yes. I'm learning to be a politician. We found that our demographic population represented what we would expect pretty much across the United States, and that went along with what we expect different ethnicities, ages, educational levels to have in the way of prenatal care. So yes and no. But no, not specifically. We did not measure that. Yes, ma'am. Too, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sir.
Are there measures of the strength of the intensity to breastfeed? I suspect that, I mean, it certainly looks impressive that we see 3 hours of skin to skin or 1 to 3 hours having a big impact. But also it's confounded by this, intention. In our hospital, you cannot. I mean, we have the baby's contact with the mother within the first hour, almost universally. And it's almost like our young moms, in particular, some of our teen moms. I mean, they cannot. There's an incredible pressure dressing, and their commitment is it varies. And we have some successful. Great success with the folks who are not planning on, who seem to be very weak. We look at it. I think this is a great. This is maybe a much more powerful tool, but it seems confounded by the strength of the intention to breastfeed.
We looked at intention as exclusively breastfeeding, or mixed feeding, and that is a measure of intention. And so, if you plan to mix feed. Use artificial baby milk and formula and breast milk, then that would be less of an intention to exclusively breastfeed. I thank you all very much. I'll be happy to answer questions after. And I also have handouts in the back and cards for you if you need them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.